everybody, and welcome to our very first Feedback Friday podcast. It's the podcast where we take all of your feedback, questions, and comments and answer them and respond to them. So this app podcast is really all about you, our faithful listeners. So obviously I'm Amber and I'm here, and we have Grand High Mistress Rachel.
Woohoo! I'm here. I'm so excited.
And we have our dear friend Caroline, straight from Carolina.
Yes.
One of them. I'm not positive which one. And then I know that she's Caroline, but I don't know which Carolina she's That's from. Alrighty. Nice. And then last but not least, but mostly Lisa. It's Lisa.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Yay. Yay.
And so everybody super excited about this?
Duh.
I'm so excited because we will have almost a perfect week where we will have podcasted every day. If we can get something up on Saturday, then it will be every single day this whole week, which is amazing.
Do you not think that's too much? People need a break from us, right?
Do they?
Probably, but...
No, the public demands it.
People still seem to be listening, so hey, what are you going to do?
This week on the podcast has been pretty busy, not just with, you know, posting every day, but we've also had some pretty exciting developments on Twitter this week. First thing being our Mayor Hickam campaign is taken off, kind of. Not a lot, but we still want it to. So please, hashtag Mike for Mayor. Don't forget. And we have those amazing shirts for sale, so please buy them. And speaking of shirts for sale, Rachel, what's been going on with the hashtag shirts?
It has been so exciting. First of all, we have to give credit to Lisa for designing the amazing shirts and the graphics to promote the shirts. And we have to give credit to Casey for coming up with the strategy of the competition. And it has just been amazing, especially our friends, the Postables, have come out in droves to support their show. And I'm really excited about it. It's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm pretty excited that right now the Postables are winning, because I need lots of Postables stuff to wear. And I think this is a good chance that the Postables might win. But Hardee's, you could try to prove me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the prize for winning, I guess? They get their fandom gets the most.
We will release a line of swag merch in that fandom.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Caroline, yeah. Have you been able to get any of the sweet, sweet merch?
I have the awesome Hickam for Hope Valley shirt, and it's awesome.
I saw the picture that you posted, and I have to say, I am actually quite pleased with the way they turned out in real life.
It really is. Like, go Ben, go Hickam.
And if you can't find it in your heart or your pocketbook to buy yourself a whole t-shirt, we sell stickers, we sell mugs. Heck, if you wanted to, you could buy a pillow with Hickam's face on it. How cute would that be?
Right. You could get a bunch of stickers and like put them around your town. Actually, like it's a real, you know.
Like a real campaign, and somebody starts like a real campaign to vote for Mike for Mayor.
Yeah. Like who, what is happening? Who is this? What is he running on? And you could be like, oh, listen.
That would actually be the most amazing thing world.
It's like this random Canadian is the write-in campaign.
I don't. Is he Canadian in real life?
I just assume.
Let me just look at my tiny hand computer and find out.
Is that a phone?
Yes, that's a phone.
Sorry, yeah. What were you saying, Caroline?
I think he's from Minnesota.
Basically Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a
paper
though, so.
Canada adjacent. Yeah, so, Amber.
Yes.
This is your idea as far as Hickam for Mayor. Why do you think
I believe technically it was actually Caroline's
was it Caroline?
Idea, Hickam for Mayor, but it exploded inside of me.
Yeah. So why do you think that Hickam would make a great mayor?
I mean, what are the things you want out of a mayor? You want someone dependable, someone who listens to the voice of the people. That's Hickam. He works hard. He is honest. He's a solid citizen of Hope Valley. Been there since the beginning. Hickam for mayor.
Hickam Caroline, what do you think? What would be your pitch for?
He is loyal and he supports Rosemary and he's just a great person. Hickam for mayor. Woo!
Yeah, that's a good point about supporting Rosemary because you know you'll get stuff done. Yes. In fact, why don't we have Rosemary for mayor?
Well, because she's busy.
I don't think Hope Valley can handle Rosemary.
She's busy.
That's funny. We should probably make a Rosemary for mayor shirt, though, one of these days.
I mean, okay, fine. We can do whatever we want. But the other big thing that happened on our Twitter this week was the release of the PSAs for the spelling of the names of Hallmark characters Gowan and Hickam. And it should come as no surprise to anyone that this was my baby because I'm just super rude and I always want to correct people. And you know how I feel about Gowan. I love him. So for those of you who didn't see it, Henry Gowan, his name is spelled like Anne of Green Gables. It's spelled with an E. And then Hickam, he is the man, the myth, the legend, but never has he been the Hickman. Thank you.
This is very good. I approve. Hopefully this will become a regular feature.
our social media rundown?
Yeah,
I love it. PSAs would be genius, yes.
Oh, yes. And we actually did get some feedback. Some feedback we got was that somebody said, thank you. I've always tried to locate and spell character names correctly. Finding Twitter accounts can be challenging too, especially if you don't know how to spell the actor's name. And she says, any way to support us Hardys with more When Calls the Heart profile cards? So what do you guys think? Should we make more profile cards?
Yes.
Yes.
Why not?
Sounds fun. Rachel is less enthusiastic.
You know? Sounds like a lot of work. I'm making a podcast every day. I don't have time for this. But hey, no, it sounds fun. And we aim to please, right?
We do. And that's the main thing that we do try to do. Now, let me ask you, Rachel. Did you watch When Calls the Heart this week?
I sure did. I did.
All right. And then I don't know if you noticed on our in Twitter, we also have a poll going for who should court Elizabeth in season 7. Did you by any chance vote in that poll?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who I said, though. I think I said Lucas. Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm sure I said Lucas. What am I saying?
Caroline, who did you vote for?
Shane.
Shane is so good.
Deep cut there.
But Nathan, like, as my second. The more realistic choice is Nathan, but I really want Shane.
I mean, and Caroline is basically the voice of the Hardys.
Yeah.
She's got her finger on the pulse.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I personally thought, and you guys didn't really mention it too much in the podcast, but I thought that scene where he's reading or has dangerous liaisons and they're kind of flirting back and forth, I thought that was a pretty good scene. I enjoyed it. So I was a big fan. I thought that they had a surprising little sort of flirty moment. I wasn't expecting this soon. So that was fun for me.
So you're part of the 39% that's like, oh yeah, hey Lucas, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it did help that sailing into love was so good. Yeah. Lisa, now, did you watch that Sailing into Love?
I did.
So did you like it?
Yeah. Now listen, you guys that are listening, we have, maybe we'll talk about this a little later, but we have a secret Facebook group where we discuss things like this. And I put on the secret Facebook group that, of course, I liked it because not only did it still have beards, but it had sweaters.
Yes.
And yeah. Altogether, still in the summer, I still got my favorites. So, of course, I liked it. So,
well, and if you want to be in the secret Facebook group, all you have to do is join our Patreon for $5 a month. Then yeah. It'll be secret no longer.
Yeah, and you will know all the secrets.
Yeah, you will see my secrets and my confessions.
Yeah.
All my Hallmark confessions.
And you will even see the rest of Lisa's face.
That's true. You can see the lower half.
But
I know you see her on the video, but an actual still photo of Lisa. That's a rare sighting.
One fun thing that we had going on with social media this weekend is we had our friend Georgia was back, and she live tweeted the movie Sailing Into Love, and she was great, and we love her, and we're hopefully going to be able to start. She's going to be back for our new coverage of The Good Witch, so that's very exciting.
And yeah. Also, happy birthday to Georgia's 5-year-old puppy.
That's right. Yeah. That was so cute. And so then we had two new live tweeters this weekend, so that's very exciting. We had Becky, that Serious Chick, and she did the Haley Dean, the last Haley Dean mystery. And she's one of our patrons, and she was awesome. She did
so she knows all of the secret stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. And she's awesome, and she did a great job, so that was really cool. And then we have on this upcoming Saturday for From Fiancé to Friend, we have Kelly from Single Girl Table for One, and she's going to be live tweeting, and she's really excited. We're really excited about it. So this is kind of fun.
It's super fun. I love that we are getting to share our Hallmarkies love with the entirety of Twitter.
Yeah. And then we also had, this was like a fun week for super fans, because on Sunday we had our little bonus top five entry that we've been doing every month. We do this top five episode. We had Michelle Benson on from all the way in Scotland. And Glasgow. Yeah. And we had a really fun time talking about all different kinds of television shows and Hallmark and everything. And her and I did our top five sci-fi fantasy shows of all time. So that was really fun. I was kind of thinking in lines of with the big Game of Thrones, you know, and all this stuff happening, that it was sort of fun for these. That's the whole point of top five, is it's bonus. And so that was really fun. And then we had our little special recap of the Graceland fan event with Anne, who got to attend that. And she was so cute about Insta-storing us and copying us on Twitter, tagging us on Twitter and all this stuff. So we got to kind of be a part of it vicariously through her. And she's at JesusGirl21 on Twitter. And so she's awesome. And that was really fun too. So we had kind of a good week for podcast super fans.
Yeah. We like to share the love. What can we say?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Speaking of sharing the love, we got a feedback response to our thing saying that somebody is not Team Nathan or Team Lucas, but they are Team Baby Jack. So, Lisa, how long would you wait before starting to date someone again if your husband died?
I'm probably the worst person to ask this because I've actually discussed this with my husband before, and I tell him, I'm like, if something were to happen between you and me, I am never doing this again. I'm done.
What if it was like old timey and you kind of needed a man so that you could like own property?
Oh, if it was back in the day, 2 weeks. Let me have 2 solid weeks of like just eating and sleeping the way I want to. And then, yes, then okay. Then once the money starts running out, then okay, sure.
Yeah. Sounds, yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's path's different. So go for it. As far as I'm concerned.
And then we also got some feedback from Anne Riddle. She gave us 2 things to talk about regarding When Calls the Heart. She asked us, would we like to see Abigail come back on season 7 or possibly season 8, or would we be able to live without her in Hope Valley? So Caroline, how do you feel about that?
I miss Elizabeth and Abigail's like friendship, you know, but I don't miss Abigail's storylines.
I probably miss Cody more than I miss Abigail.
I wish she could come back.
Yeah.
They should try to find a way to get him back for season 7. He's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with her being gone. I mean, she was never one of my favorites. I can't believe how seamlessly they did it. I mean, I really can't believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah. One of our patrons, Scott, who's just like the best. Scott's the best. He gave us some feedback where he was talking about this, and he said, despite the unusual result of the creative break, he was impressed with how balanced and cohesive the storytelling has been. And he said he's enjoyed the new characters and the tone of the season. And I just have to really agree. Mm-hmm. But he did wonder, do you guys feel like the season feels shorter, even though it's only one episode shorter, like significantly shorter?
Yeah, I think because like it's only like 4 episodes, you know, like from with the break, it just feels like a lot shorter than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does too. The only part that I kind of wonder if it got changed is I wonder if there was something that got changed with the Faith and Carson part, because that felt odd to me. It felt sort of truncated. And I mean, I'm not loving the relationship in general, but I don't know, just something about, I kind of wondered if they couldn't do a reshoot because of her Supergirl stuff. This is just totally speculation. I have no idea. But I don't know. There's just something about it. It felt a little weird to me that we missed a bunch of stuff in between the two of them, and that all of a sudden they just barely gotten together, and all of a sudden she's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's the other relationships in When Calls the Heart is hashtag Team Classy, which I was fine with, but Rachel, we didn't get to talk to you.
Yes.
How did you feel about all the Jesse oil stuff this week?
Yeah. So I think that Jesse was definitely being a baby. I completely agreed with you guys there. And I think that was just the clear message from the show. I can't imagine anyone watching that and being like, yeah, he was in the right there. But I guess what surprised me is I actually kind of liked Bill as a judge. I thought that he was pretty fair, and I thought that he listened pretty well, and he wasn't as sort of petty as I thought he would be. So maybe it was just my expectations were really low, but I'm like, maybe this is a good spot for him. Maybe this is a good spot for him to kind of speak his voice and kind of have some power without it being as kind of showy maybe, or as different as the sheriff. And I'm like, I actually like Bill as judge. So there you go.
Yeah. And then one of our friends on Twitter, Anne Riddle again, she's just the best. Mm-hmm. She said that she's a Team Classy fan, so she definitely liked their scenes, but she actually thought that the lawyer Jesse stuff was really funny. So, I mean, that worked for her. So they're not doing anything wrong there, I guess. and then one more thing from Anne. She was wondering what is going on with the Johnny outlaw guy that caught at the end of the episode. What was that all about?
Was that the same? I can't remember.
It's Bruce Boxleitner is the actor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's true. It's weird. Like, yeah, if he doesn't come back, that was just the strangest 5 minutes of my life.
I don't remember him from earlier seasons either.
Yeah, he's just some guy they caught, they showed up, and then he was gone.
Legend, apparently, though.
Legend. And he's not the same guy that he went through the mountain for, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
He's definitely not. And then, let's see. This one's really interesting. So, patron, fan of the patron, and he, Scott, said, he just wanted us to say that the Hallmarkies podcast Patreon group is so great. I enjoy the discussion that takes place. I also like how Facebook lists the group as a secret group. It makes it feel so exclusive. So he just wanted me to say that. And then he also said he's enjoying the countdown to summer movies, but what is our take on the title Countdown to Summer? It's not his favorite. He thinks the countdown should only be used for Christmas. It doesn't work for Valentine's because Valentine's is in the middle of the month. We truly only count down for 14 days. He'd like something unique in the form of an alliteration, maybe May Movie Madness or something similar. So what do you think about that, Lisa?
It kind of bothered me because I thought, oh, they're renaming the summer movies. But then I realized, wait a minute, we have to have the June weddings and then it'll be summer nights or summer, whatever.
Summer nights, yeah.
And so I was like, well, okay, so it's countdown to summer, but then we're going to pause, have a few weddings, and then we'll have summer. Well, I thought it was kind of strange, but as far as, I'm a big fan of alliteration. So Scott, I'm with you. But as far as what that alliteration should be, oh, Lordy, I have no idea.
What about you, Caroline?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I didn't really understand the name, like, but I, like you said, the in between the June and the summer movies, just the countdown doesn't really make sense. But it doesn't bother me, but a cooler name would be neat.
Yeah, like,
I reject Countdown to Summer. I think it's just the only way Countdown to Summer makes sense is if it's movies about teachers. And because teachers are the only people that are counting down to summer. For every other job, it's just a normal day of your work.
Except for somehow it's colder in your office than it is always.
That's right. Teachers are literally, it's only, and this last, The Sailing into Love, I really enjoyed it, but she was the most ridiculous teacher I think I've ever seen. She was, had to be the teacher that did the least teaching in the history of movies. It was crazy. But like, that's the thing that makes sense. Like, they should have had a movie like, say, the one with Andrew Walker, that he's a teacher in Bailey Madison. That would have been good. Or they could have had one like that Eric Mabius one, where he's a teacher.
Oh yeah.
He goes into the school, you know, that one could have been, there's a number of them, but it's the only way it makes sense. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So I reject it.
You reject it forthwith and full stop.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't love it. I really don't. I don't necessarily think, like, if you have it named Countdown to Summer, you have to have it be populated with only stories about teachers. That's a step too far for me, Rachel. Okay. But I don't like the name. Also, I'm still super mad that they changed Spring Fling into Spring Fever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Spring Fling, adorable. Spring Fever sounds like a disease.
Yeah. It sounds like you have a rash and that you need to stay in your house.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I'll never be over that.
No, I didn't like it either, because I already had it written down in certain places as a very type A planner type person, and I wasn't aware that they were going to do that. So I'd already had pages that, you know, said spring fling. And I know it's not a huge problem. It's just ridiculous, but I had to white out things and I was upset. It messed up my whole layout there.
I know. Well, I have to redesign the seasons t-shirt the website. So I'm very, very frustrated about that.
All right. So. And then one more thing from our good friend, Scott. He wants to know, well, he said, I'm excited for Good Witch season 5. What do you hope to see on season 5, Rachel?
Oh, gosh. What do I hope to see?
I'll say right now. Yeah, I hope we actually get to see the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Listen, I don't want to watch any wedding marching
us to death. Okay? Yes. Give me a wedding. I will burn Utica to the ground.
I agree. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that dynamic of them getting married and what they're going to do if he, you know, they, how they're going to join houses or whatever. they're going to make that all work. It's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing Mayor Martha getting really irritated with Abigail being mayor. I think that'll be fun to watch. And I don't know. I'm excited for every character. I'm excited to see what happens with Grace. She's, you know, getting closer and closer to graduating and you know, becoming a full grown up. So that'll be fun. So I'm just really, really looking forward to it.
And I do have to say, though, about the wedding, if we have a wedding and Brandon and Lori are not there, I'm going to be furious.
I need Brandon and Lori there.
Yeah. I think the chances of Lori is very small, but I think that Brandon, it's pretty likely because he was even in a couple episodes last season.
I remember seeing him on Instagram, and he was at the graduation. I remember seeing but I don't know about the wedding.
If he's not at the wedding, I'm going to be very upset. Like, you'll need to talk me down.
But we should, cross fingers, we should have interviews with Kylie Evans, who plays Stephanie, and an interview with Catherine Disher. So hopefully it all works out. I'm very excited about it.
Nobody jinx us, okay? All right. And then it looks like we only have one more item of feedback left. It is a voicemail, the only voicemail we got. So let's have a listen.
Hi, this is Amber. I'm really excited about this new voicemail thing. I just wanted to ask, why aren't you guys freaking out all the time about this new Paul Campbell, Rachel Boston, Jeremy Gilbaugh, Clayton Chitty, Nina Wyman written movie? Okay, that's all. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow, that listener is really dynamic. I really enjoyed that.
That's probably the best thing I've heard all day.
So how do you guys feel about this new Nina Wyman movie starring Paul Campbell and Rachel Boston and every hunky guy Amber's ever liked?
So I will keep my thoughts pretty small for June weddings, because next week we have our June weddings preview, which I'm really excited about. And there's going to be a bunch of us, along with Elise Murray, who is one of our favorite Hallmark authors. She wrote The Christmas Company, which we all really enjoyed, and she is engaged, so she's going to be a perfect person to come on and talk about these June weddings movies. I'm super excited about this movie. It looks amazing.
Lisa, do you feel any hype about this movie?
Okay, when I first saw it pop up on my Twitter feed, and it was pictures of Paul Campbell and Rachel Boston, I legit, like, it was one of those things where that's the pairing I never thought about, but now that it's here, I don't know how I didn't constantly beg for it. I'm so excited for those two to be together. It's like everything I didn't know I needed in my life. It like happening.
All right, so. And Caroline, don't spoil anything for the podcast next week, but just a little bit. Thumbs up, thumbs down. How do you feel?
Thumbs up. I'm so
love them. Gonna be so good. I mean, obviously I haven't seen it and I don't know anything, but how could it fail with these pieces? How?
Fingers crossed.
No, fingers crossed.
I will be devastated if it's somehow not great. And I don't think it will be, so I'm not that worried.
No, I think it's pretty safe bet. So, yeah, it's an interesting little season they have. Of course, we're all most looking forward to Wedding March 5, of yes. course.
Well, right? I mean, I'm most looking forward to Wedding March 6, yeah. which hasn't been announced yet, but I'm sure will be coming.
It was heavily hinted at the Graceland fan event. Ian told us. No, she even got a clip.
Listen. I refuse.
Josie Bassett said, well, they have to make it March 6th, don't they?
And then I would have been like, Josie, do they really?
I decided to hate it. Does that make sense?
I think they could be really good. I'm excited. I really am. Did you see the supporting cast of Wedding March 5, though, for
real? They did it on purpose. Yeah. They did it on purpose. Because they knew if they needed to reel us in, and they were like, throw Tyler Hines in there because that'll get them all in.
Yeah.
And they're right, because I will watch it.
And yeah.
And what's his name?
Lane Edwards.
Yeah, Lane Edwards and Tyler Hines together out in the ballpark.
Oh, my gosh. That set must have been a riot. I would have fly on the wall there because those all two right. They're probably two of the funniest interviews we've ever done. Definitely Lane was... I was dying laughing. He was so good.
To be fair, though, Rachel, you giggle, like, all the time.
I'm just an exuberant, happy person. I can't help it, Amber. But Lane was especially funny. He is one of my all-time favorites.
Well, I am actually really excited that we're going to get to hear on the podcast next week all of your thoughts for the upcoming June Weddings movies, a theme I can get behind.
They're usually not my favorite, but I'm excited. And I mean, I really loved last year Love at First Dance, which was another Nina one. So you never know. That was on my top 10. So, and The Perfect Bride, Wedding Bells, that was pretty good last year.
Cool. We're just looking forward to the June weddings.
Yeah, definitely. And next week, our interview next week is Amy Lo Cicero, who had a small part in True Love Blooms, but I thought that she was absolutely hilarious as this interior designer, Marta, who was the girlfriend of Jordan Bridges. And I just thought she was so great. I hunted her down and talked to her, and she was really fun interview. I think y'all will really enjoy it. So that's coming up on Monday.
Excellent. All right. So ladies, looks to me like we did it. We finished our first Feedback Friday show.
Yeah.
Did it.
Did you say dang it?
No, I said we did it.
Oh.
Like, we're awesome.
I thought you were disappointed it was over.
Well, I am kind of. Always next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you for listening. And next week, make sure that you send us in all your feedback and your comments. And please send a voicemail because I think they're fun, obviously. Rachel, tell everyone how they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me at Rachel's Reviews all over social media on iTunes and YouTube. And so check that out. We're finishing up Muppet May for this month over on my channel. So check it out.
All right. And Caroline, where can people find you?
Yes, Caroline R on Twitter.
Excellent. And Lisa?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Girl Gone Hallmark.
And as always, I'm at Amber Brainwaves on Twitter, and that's it. And you can also follow the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod on Twitter and at Hallmarkies Podcast on Instagram. Go to our website. We have so many good things there. The bios I worked really hard on, so please look at our profiles. And then also,
face there.
You can see Lisa's face there. I had to really work on getting a picture of her. And then also, please, if you're listening to this on YouTube, like and or subscribe, leave us some comments because we love your comments. And most importantly, if you're listening to this on iTunes, please review and leave however many star ratings you want on the iTunes. It really helps people find us.
Yes, please.
Oh, and if you cannot just get enough of the Hallmarkies podcast, consider becoming a patron. All you have to do is go to hallmarkiespodcast.com/patron. It'll take you to our Patreon page. For as little as $5 a month, you could have unlimited access to all this fun and shenanigans.
Yes. It's really fun. You should definitely sign up.
I mean, if you don't believe us, listen to Scott.
Yes, that's right.
All right. And so that's it, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.